This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin addressed to the White House has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. Three law enforcement officials told the Associated Press on Sunday that the woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protections officers and is expected to face federal charges. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have said the letter appeared to have originated in Canada. Officials say it was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and to President Donald Trump. This is not the first time someone's targeted the White House with ricin. A Navy veteran was arrested in 2018 and confessed to sending envelopes to Trump and members of his administration that contained the substance from which ricin is derived. In 2014, a Mississippi man was sentenced to 25 years in prison after sending letters dusted with ricin to President Barack Obama and other officials. President Trump appears focused on naming one of two conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon who died late Friday. Trump told a political rally on Saturday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that he will make the nomination this week and that, in his words, it will be a woman. But Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has urged Senate Republicans not to vote on any candidate for the Supreme Court before the November election. In a speech Sunday in Philadelphia, Biden said, "Voters of this country should be heard. They're the ones who this Constitution envisions should decide who has the power to make this appointment. To jam this nomination through the Senate is just an exercise of raw political power." Mr. Trump has appointed Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years. This is VOA News. Several global banks moved large sums of allegedly illicit funds over a period of nearly two decades, despite red flags about the origins of the money. That's according to BuzzFeed and other media reporting on Sunday. They cited confidential documents submitted by banks to the U.S. government. The media reports were based on leaked so-called suspicious activity reports filed by banks and other financial firms with the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The filings, which the report said numbered more than 2,100, were obtained by BuzzFeed News and shared with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and other media organizations. In all, the files contained information about more than $2 trillion worth of transactions between 1999 and 2017. They were flagged as suspicious by internal compliance departments of financial institutions. The reports, however, are in themselves not necessarily proof of wrongdoing. Five global banks appeared most often in the documents: HSBC Holdings PLC, JP Morgan Chase & Company, Deutsche Bank AG, Standard Chartered PLC, and Bank of New York Mellon Corporation. The United States sent a one-day record Saturday with over 1 million coronavirus diagnostic tests being performed. But the country needs 6 million to 10 million a day to bring outbreaks under control, according to various experts. The country performed 1,061,411 tests on Saturday. That's according to data from the COVID Tracking Project, a volunteer-run effort to track the outbreak. The U.S. tested on average 650,000 people a day in the week that ended September 13th, down from a peak in late July of over 800,000 people a day. Since the start of the pandemic, testing shortages have hampered efforts to curb the spread of the virus. Once tested, people may have to wait up to 2 weeks to learn if they have the virus. A fire broke out Sunday evening in the Reception and Identification Center for Asylum Seekers on the Greek island of Samos, but is now under control, according to police and firefighter sources. The blaze broke out around 8:30 p.m. local time. It comes 10 days after two large fires ravaged another asylum camp, Moria, on the island of Lesbos. Moria was notorious for its overpopulation and sordid living conditions. Living conditions in the Samos camp are also very difficult, including inadequate hygienic conditions. The camps for asylum seekers in Greece have been isolated since mid-March because of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to authorities, 21 cases of COVID-19 have been detected in the Samos camp so far. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.